When you see in the news that today Trump is meeting with Netanyahu in the White House, I want you to think about a couple of things that happened just in these last weeks. Yesterday, as Netanyahu was getting on his plane to come here, the Israeli military shot a 14-year-old Omar Rabia, who is a U.S. citizen from New Jersey. Why? Because they said he and his friends were, quote, throwing stones. And yesterday, a journalist was burned alive in his tent when Israel targeted a media tent. A media tent. And 3 days ago, the New York Times released clear footage showing that a convoy of ambulances was attacked by the Israeli troops, killing 15 rescue workers with the Palestine Red Crescent Society. And what did they do with their bodies? They threw them in a mass grave. And then just 2 days ago, we saw the United Nations reveal that since Israel broke the ceasefire on March 18th, they have killed or injured at least 100 children every single day. So that's just a recent taste of the depravity of Netanyahu's genocidal regime. Think about that when you see Trump and Netanyahu in the White House. Oh, and don't forget that Trump just authorized another $8.8 billion in bombs to send to Israel. So there will be a lot of bloody hands, a lot of shaking of bloody hands in the White House today.